Before the show even begins, audience members know something big is about to blow onto the stage at Ives Park in Sebastopol. In the Sebastopol Shakespeare Festival's massively entertaining production of William Shakespeare's The Tempest, director Sherry Lee Miller lays on the mood with some magically eerie pre-show music layered under the sounds of a rapidly growing thunderstorm. By the time the play actually starts, we're already into it, as the tempest of the title unleashes on a foundering ship at sea, and the shape-shifting spirit Ariel pulls all the strings of the wind and the weather. It's a clever, confident beginning to a show that just keeps getting better from there. Miller, tackling Shakespeare for her first time as a director, shows a knack for getting to the point of each scene, and she's edited the text to keep the action and character development flowing at a nice, emotionally involving pace. The Tempest, Shakespeare's final play, can be a little tricky, which is why scholars consider it to be one of the Bard's problem plays. But with a first-rate cast and an able, inventive technical team, Miller and company have solved those problems, getting straight to the heart of a play that is, after all, a fairly straightforward story of a mistreated father stranded on a mysterious island, struggling to create the best possible future for his daughter and to use what powers he has to right the wrongs that have been done to him. Actor John Craven plays the good-hearted sorcerer Prospero with a palpably wounded dignity and a sense of deep conflict, his best intentions warring against his worst, when chance brings the very people who abandoned him within reach of his island. With the help of his spirit servant Ariel, played with graceful fluidity by Daniel Caine, Prospero summons the tempest to overturn the passing craft, shipwrecking the crew, including his power-hungry brother Antonio, played with amiable menace by Peter Downey. Also washed ashore are King Alonso of Naples, his dangerous brother Sebastian, Alonso's son Frederick, and an assortment of nobles and sassy servants who all end up in different parts of the island, each with their own part to play as Prospero and Ariel alternately enchant and confound the unknowing castaways. Adding some additional drama is the monster Caliban, the Tempest's most fascinating character, played brilliantly by Keith Baker with a fused sense of scariness and heartbreak. Caliban, who lived on the island before Prospero, hopes to use the newcomers in his own plot to overthrow Prospero. Prospero's own revenge plot turns softer when his daughter Miranda, played with wide-eyed innocence by Rachel Quintana, ends up falling in love at first sight with King Alonso's son Frederick, played with a kind of swashbuckling innocence of his own by Jimmy Gagarin. The supporting cast is strong, with great comic turns by Eric Thompson and James Pelican as a pair of drunken servants who form an unlikely alliance with Caliban. The set by David Lear is a stunner, and the sound design by Doug Faxon brings an additional element of magic and mystery to the tale. In the interest of full disclosure, my son, Andy Templeton, does appear in the show as well as the young wonderstruck nobleman, Adrian. And of course, Sherry Lee Miller is a frequent and favorite collaborator of mine, and she will be directing my next play. Taking that as it may, this Tempest is without question a powerful, eye-popping, relentlessly entertaining show, a deeply satisfying journey to a magical world that, for all its spirits and sprites and monsters, is fully and open-heartedly human. The Tempest runs Thursday through Sundays at 7 p.m. in Ives Park. Visit mainstagewest.com for information. I'm David Templeton, Second Row Center for KRCB.